bathing his feet.
Arya,
the water offered to the Lord is a token of greeting. Atamaniya, the water offered to the Lord for washing his mouth. Placed there for the purpose. Trini,
three.
Patrani, the vessels. Deshika, the worshipper. Trida, by the heart. Mantra, Shusha, by the head mantra. Ato, end. Shikaya, by the crown mantra. Gayatriya, by the Gayatri mantra. Cha, also. Abhimantrayat, you should perform purification by chanting. Translation. The worshipper should then purify those three vessels. He should sanctify the vessel holding water for washing the Lord's feet by chanting the Hridayaya Namaha, the vessel containing water for Arjuna by chanting Shirase Svaha, and the vessel containing water for washing the Lord's mouth by chanting the Shikhaye Vasat. Also, the Gayatri Mantra should be chanted for all three vessels. Text 23. Pinde vayuha nisam shude pritatmastam param mama anvim jiva kalam gyayen nadante silabhavitam. Translation. The worshipper should meditate upon my subtle form, which is situated within the worshipper's own body. Now purified by air and fire, as the source of all living entities. This form of the Lord is experienced by self-realized sages in the last part of the vibration of the sacred syllable Om. Purport. According to Srila Sridhar Swami, the pranava or Omkara has five parts, A, U, M, the nasal bindu and the reverberation nada. Liberated souls meditate in the Lord at the end of that reverberation. I'll read the next text. 24. Tayatma buddhaya pit pinde yapte samnu jatamaya abhyabhacharjishu sapya nyastagramam prabhudayat. Translation, the devotee conceives, the supersoul, whose presence surcharges the devotee's body, in the form corresponding to his realization. When the devotee worships the Lord to his full capacity and becomes fully absorbed in him, by touching the various limbs of the deity and chanting the appropriate mantras, the devotee should invite the supersoul to join the deity's form, and then the devotee should worship me. Purport. The body of a devotee is pervaded by the Supreme Lord, just as a house is pervaded by the glow of a lamp. Just as one gestures in a friendly way to indicate that a guest should enter one's house, one touches the body of the deity, chants appropriate mantras, enthusiastically invites the supersoul to enter the form of the deity. Since both the deity and the supersoul are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they are not different. One form of the Lord can immediately become manifest in another.
Om Ajnana Timirandasya Janam Jana Shalakkaya Chakshuram Laditam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manavisam Stavujam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svabhadantikam Vanchakam Patrubhyascha Kripasandhu Dehevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Come Kuroti Vacharam Pandum Langayam Gidina Kripata Mahambam De Shri Gumdin Tarnam Shri Paramadamadavam Shri Chaitanya Ishvaram.
Well, it's nice to be back. We're many homes. Melbourne Temple. Very beautiful deities and very wonderful devotees in service to the deities.
This verse is very wonderful because it provides us a very wonderful description of how, especially as a pujari, we can gain access towards an entrance to the spiritual field. The Bhagavatam gives two types of instructions. Instructions which are principal instructions and instructions which are detailed instructions. Now, when we have we understand descriptions which talk about deity worship or the meditation of the pujari on the Lord, how the Lord, the devotee, will invite the super soul to actually manifest, and in this way this invites the Supreme Lord to manifest. This particular detailed understanding has an undercurrent of a principal instruction. Always remember Krishna and never forget Him. So we want to be very conscientious as pujaris, because actually you're making garlands for the deity, you're distributing books for the deity. There are different types of pujaris. The Krishna gives us advice in the Bhagavad Gita that actually one should surrender your mind to me. In the 7th chapter, verse 1, the Lord gives special instruction. Surrender your mind to me. Because by following that instruction, then I will free you from all doubt. I will free you from all obstacles. So we don't want to become attached towards mechanical devotional service or going after broken glass. By just studying specific instructions, we want to see the entirety that is there. So for a pujari, it is very important that one follows these rules and regulations, which is described as bhakti. One follows rules and regulations, but actually, sadhana, spiritual practice, or the rules and regulations of bhakti, have no value if we have the wrong attitude. You see, the sadhana that we perform, you may be very nice brahmachari, big beads, coke bottle brahmachari. I eat 3 chickpeas a day. It's nice roti. But I hate women. No, keep them away from me. Keep them on the far side of the temple. Ultimately, aversion is the opposite side of attraction. This is not a very healthy state. So in this way, we become attached towards the what's described as Shreyas and Prayas. There's the short-term realities, and we overlay cover the long-term experience, the long-term realities. So in service to the deity, we have to focus on how, beyond the mantras inviting the Lord in the form of Supersoul, to how the mantras to invite the Lord, the physical presence, we have to see what is our principal focus. You see, sadhana can become poison if you become attached to the externals. I've been a devotee for so many years. I've gone to so many classes. I've 50 years, 30 years, 20 years I've been devotee. So many kirtans I've led. Oh, so, so many things are there. So much ability. And I sometimes confuse, maybe the Uttama should follow the Kanishtha. No. Or the Kanishtha should follow the Uttama. We get understanding that the PD disease. You know what that is? The pure devotee disease. I have become a devotee after a few days. Oh, Paramahamsa. I remember, I hate to say it, one of my main reasons I wanted to get the Gayatri thread, because they'd feed us first in San Diego. The Brahmins get fed first, you know. Those are the days we ate off the wax of paper off the floor. I went through a Ted Patrick scene. That's a whole other chapter. But we become attached towards externals. And then ultimately,
Kamendriyani samyamya yaaste manasasmaran. We become pretenders. We become duplicitous. We become external devotees. We see an example how Narada Muni, very nice pastime, which you may all know, that he was the best sadhu. And even Lord Indra was very fearful. Oh, this brahmachari, he's going to take over my power. Oh, okay, well, I'm going to test him. So he sent Cupid. And Cupid, you know, tried to challenge him. And that was a whole pastime of where, you know, Cupid set all his forces, you know, and they all failed. Completely failed. So Cupid was actually defeated by Narada Muni because of his tapasya. Such power, such focus. He was free from material desire. So then what happened was, is that Narada Muni, you know, he said, let me go check out the heavenly planets, you know. Indra tried to do this with me. You know, tit for tat. So then what happened in his expert sadhana, his desire of enjoyment came. He went to the residence of Indraloka. And he wanted some pat in the back. Like sometimes devotees, they need a pat in the back, like the invisible hand, you know.
You're doing very well.
Good, good, you're such a good devotee. Your tilak is on so nice. Did you meditate today? Did you meditate, actually? Was the tilak in Om Keshavaya Namah? Or did you meditate, this is the Tulsi leaf, or I'm eternal devotee of Vishnu? Or did you do the normal activity? Go for face impressions. I do this in Mayapur. The brahmacharis, they had the full little stick. 10 minutes to put on tilak. Like this. 10 minutes. And sometimes I like to go up the brahmacharis. Oh, Mara. Gotta go back to the temple and, you know, lift off the tilak again. You know, up in Ram Swahan. Radhe Sham, Radhe, everywhere, you know. Because if you don't go with expert tilak, the face impressions. You are like not Paka Vaishnava. We go for all these externals. Or I love that. I always make fun of the, you know, the sometimes the devotees who, I mean, there's nothing wrong with having nice, you know, nice dhotis and like this, you know, with a flavored border like that. And sometimes you get the brahmacharis wearing the gold stripes, you know, and I kind of look, whoa, quality, you know. No, but I kind of like, you know, it's my service to make, you know, because I'm always doing sankirtan. And I have to somehow or another find the ways and means to make devotees laugh at themselves. Because actually, ultimately, we can't take ourselves very seriously. Look in the mirror, and you'll see the sense of humor of the Supreme. I mean, be honest. You might have a novel form, you know. I can say the same. There's always something wrong, you know. Look in the mirror, and you see Krishna's sense of humor. Oh, I made a wrong turn somewhere. So anyways, it's a big advertisement, but getting back to the story. That Narada, he became a little proud that I want some recognition. So all the demigods, you know, are worshipping him, you know. You know the whole pastime, Garuda got puffed up and all the sages were glorifying Garuda also. And then he said, yes, more, more, more. And they stopped because they understood. He's getting proud. Anyway, that's a whole other pastime. But the point being is that the demigods are worshipping, oh, Narada Muni, you are so paka, you are so first class. And so you see, this is very nice. I like this. I like to be recognized. I like to have my name called out in the sheet. I like to be number one. Because people understand who I am. I always like to joke, you know, I always joke with them. I remember I went to the ISKCON Sydney, and I was first time coming in there. So the pujari came, Marge, like something to drink, and I go, yes. I would like some nice, lukewarm mango juice, please. And just kind of, you know, this is like Australia. Come on, mate. You know, like, take a, you know. So I was just kind of like, you know, lukewarm, perfect. You know. He kind of looked at me too. We're good friends this day, but, you know, he kind of like, don't worry, I'm just joking for Lou, you know. So anyways, what happens is when we perform sadhana for the sake of bringing attraction to ourselves, then the poison enters, like the deity form. If you worship the deity form for money, you're looking over at the hundi is getting smaller. Is that the same size? It's kind of hard. Anyways, Oh, it's got the alarm on it and everything. So, you know, the thing is, if we're doing the puja, what beautiful woman is coming watching me do the puja? Or if the girl's on the altar, you know, what handsome guy's watching. We begin to use the deity as what Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, like the nutcracker, like a living off the deity. So the deity can become a form of Maya. And we see, especially in Braj, that many Braj Vasu call them devotees of Radharani. But actually, even plays at Radhakund, it's basically Lakshmi Devi, Lakshmi, Lakshmi, Lakshmi. Or, and the Shakti worshippers will go on a lower level, they'll see Radharani will manifest not as Lakshmi, but as Durga. So the principle being is the deity can remain hidden to you. It's all according to your consciousness. So when you're doing all these mantras, patrams, and pushmams, then ultimately Krishna, he's not so attracted by that. We're dressing the deities in great opulence. Actually, Prabhupada trained us in Lakshmi Narayan worship. But when we develop purified consciousness, then we will perceive Radha and Krishna. So in this way, Narada Muni, anyways, he became a little proud. So then what happened was, he went to visit Lord Shiva. And Lord Shiva, he could tell, you know, it's like the senior devotees can tell when, you know, the young bucks get a little bit out of hand, you know. How's it going, Sheep? You know. How's it going, bro? You know. How's Parvati doing today? You know. What's going on here? So Lord Shiva, because he's actually, Narada Muni is a Parashada. He's actually an eternal associate of the Lord. He's considered a particular incarnation, but he becomes covered over by the Krishna Stubhagavan Swayam, by the Supreme Lord who wants to teach a lesson. Anyway, so Lord Shiva has that quality of omniscience. And then Lord Shiva saw, hey, this guy's off. So he tried to give him some advice. You should not accept a desire to be worshipped by the devotees of Lord Vishnu. You should not want attraction for the devotees of Lord Vishnu. So then Narada, come on, you know, I'm Narada Muni, you know, I'm free from sex desire. Cupid defeated Cupid in a single blow. So anyways, then he went to visit Lord Shiva, because he actually made an offense, another offense. He went to visit Lord Vishnu. And Lord Vishnu's kind of checking him out, you know. Because the thing is, see, guru is very expert. A guru never gives a disciple instruction. The disciple will not follow because they'll become guru aparad. What do you speak of when you're Vishnu? If the person isn't following the instruction, watch out. Your spiritual life is finished. So then Lord Vishnu says, my dear Narada, you're such a good brahmachari. So, and you controlled your senses so wonderfully. But how is it that this pride has come upon you? So then the Lord replied that actually one who surrenders me to love and devotion, for someone who surrenders to me with love and devotion, I give intelligence for which they can come to me. So anyways, Narada Muni becomes a little proud because he was a pakka. He had all the externals. So it's a whole other pastime about him and the Lord Brahma when you can Upavarna. That's a whole other class. But so then we see that even persons are performing pujari service for so long. Ramanujacharya, who is actually non-different than Ananta Shesh, when he was in Jagannath Puri, he had 1,000 disciples with him. Pukka! Put through homes for home. And they saw all the pujaris on the altar, you know, Jagannath Puri, you know, because Lord Jagannath, he's so merciful. He's so merciful. He accepts the worship of anyone. So they're thinking, hey, this is not through the Vedic principles, this is not Vedic regulations. Hey, kick these guys out! You know? So then it was the Lord was becoming very displeased. So then what? Everyone knows, you know? They're all sleeping. At night. And then he directed Garudaji. You take them on your wings while they're sleeping. And I guess he brought them to Sri Rangam. Get them 1,000 kilometers away. Because they're planning to kick out all the pujaris, and the pujaris sick anxiety, they're calling out to Lord Jagannath. So you see, the Lord is not attached towards these external features of mantras. Actually, chanting the holy name, you can say Krishna, Krishna, it does not matter. There is no, the pronunciation of the name does not matter. It is your approach, your attitude in chanting the holy name. And then when you chant the holy name, you would make offenses externally,
And then this is where the reactions take place. The Namaharad manifests. The seeds may be there in your chanting attitude, but then when you offend the devotees, then the seeds fructify. So in other words, this is very clear that we have to be very focused in terms of being well-rounded in our approach and as we glorify the Lord, because we don't want to make mistakes. So Ramanujacharya, he had made a mistake. And we see how Narada Muni, such a great associate of the Lord, can make a mistake. What to speak of you and I? We want to understand the principal instructions. Always remember Krishna. Krishna is always in the center. And never forget Krishna. Then, as Srila Prabhupada said, you see the books day after day. Then, that day will come where the hand reaches out on Swanson Street. My God, sir, your hand's blue. Prabhupada said, someday the hand will reach out, take the book, and a blue hand. Wow! Honey Bo, you know? After all those years of slugging it out here, Honey Bo, I get darshan of the Lord. Darshan adio, darshan adio. So we have to be very conscientious not to get wrapped up in the externals. Now, in the 10th canto, 14th chapter, text 2, that Lord Brahma is offering very wonderful prayers and glorification, saying that actually the reason for your incarnations, my Lord, the reason for your incarnations is actually to please the devotees. I mean, Krishna, okay, he comes to kill a few demons, but the main principle of Krishna's descent is to please, is to relish ras with his devotees. Krishna is rasavai saha. He's a reservoir of ras. So in this way, we want to always act in a capacity of being enjoyed by Krishna, to please the Lord in that capacity. Then we will experience true anand, because anand refers to bliss. It means relationship. You can't have bliss without a relative friend. You cannot have be alone. We are not impersonalists. We are personalists. So in this way, it becomes very exciting to understand that we should be wary of the trappings of a sadaka, the externals. I'm following the rules or regulations, but it becomes poison. You go to the Jamuna, or you go to the Jamuna, or you go to the Ganga. Oh, and the various pandas there, you know. Yes, offer some nice rupee to the Jamuna, to panda. Oh yes, and some nice dambasi, rajvasi. Give some nice donation. Very good, very good. It's like in Radhakund. I mean, they're all transcendental personalities, but they got this new sankirtan thing, you know. Because instead of like just asking for money, it's got to be a little fun. You know, you gotta loosen them up like a sankirtan, you know, you kind of develop a relationship. Hey, I like you, you like me, it's a good book, and hey, it's great for you, and hey, give a donation, help us cover the cost, you know. So anyways, but that's the essence of bringing others to Krishna. So they have a whole, because they're very much, they have a full focus in developing the Lakshmi. So then, after chanting the mantras to Radhakund and Shamakund, like I've been there doing the cleaning there, you know, you're watching, hearing the mantras, well, that's a good technique, you know. And then they go, okay, and then, Hari Bo, Hari Bo, and they start clapping, ho, 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 everyone's clapping, ho, 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 like this, and you hear it around the kund, it's like a mantra, it's a science. Like I know the distribution in the LAX airport, is a thing, it's a science of how to present a book. You just have people say yes over and over, and then they'll give you anything. But the point is, your motivation is giving them Krishna. It's not technique. Anyways, so the point being is that we have to see beyond the externals. We have to see in terms of the internals. There's one nice story of Sadan Kosai, who was worshipping Shalagram Srila. And Kosai is one who sells meat. And how is it that a devotee of the Lord worshiping Shalagram Srila selling meat? Well, Krishna said in the Bhagavad Gita, you have the right to perform your prescribed duty, but don't become attached to the results. You must perform your duty. So it's come in a long line of, you know, butchers. He wouldn't kill the cow, but he would simply sell the meat. And he had this beautiful shalagram, about a quarter of a kilo. And he would put it as a weight. Now, if someone came wanting 2 kilos of meat, the shalagram would expand. become 2 kilos, 3 kilos, 4 kilos. He's thinking, this is the best kind of weight you can have. So he's thinking, this is so nice. Actually, the whole story, because he worked at Shalagram in a previous life, and he wouldn't tell a lie when a cow ran by, and a butcher was running after the cow. Where's the cow? Where's the cow? And then he didn't say anything, but he indicated with his eyes. So he got the reaction of taking birth as a butcher in his next life, but he had the same Shalagram. So who knows who's worshipping Shalagram Shilas, you know? And of course, Shalagram means taking the mood of the presiding deity. Prabhupada, he warned about individual deity worship. But when the deity is manifest in your own home, Radhavallabha, an expansion of Radhavallabha, wow, special mercy. So what happened was, this one sannyasi comes, hey, Sanan, what are you doing? You're weighing Shalagram. You're using Shalagram as a weight. This is a great offense. This is a great aparat. Give me that Shalagram. Now he's attached. Beyond the fact of a weight, he did some puja. He didn't know it was Bhagavan, but I love this weight. He's just so attractive. He's a nice color, nice sham color, everything. So then he, okay, I've made some offense. Here, take the Shalagram. And the Shalagram was then worshipped by the Brahmin with the best flowers, with the best needles going for nice garlands and everything, upacharas, nice tulsi, sugandham, deep dupe, all these things. And the Shalagram going, hey, he came in a dream, you know, hey, Brahmin, take me back. I missed the swing. I want to have fun. You're not actually chanting the holy names. Oh, actually, by the way, Sadhana Kasaya would chant the Gita Govinda. So you would chant. So the Shalagram is relishing, is wonderful. Because here it's talking about mantras, different types of mantras to invoke the Lord. But when you chant the Gita Govinda, the topmost Vaishnav literature describing the beautiful form and pastimes of the Lord, it attracts Krishna. So in this way, the Brahmin asked Sadhana Kosai, why do you want to go back? It's hell there. He goes, hell be with you. You know, you're not chanting the holy names. So the Lord does not need all this opulence in the private field. But we begin, in the temple, there's certain upacharas we offer because that is an established. Krishna is the host. Huh? This is the principle. Krishna is the host in the temple. So you have to give the host the best. But in the private worships, you're quite unique. Krishna is the guest. So in other words, he wakes up when you wake up. And he takes what you like to eat. Actually, it's interesting. Atmavan Seva means you never do anything to the Lord you wouldn't want done yourself. So I remember my first mantras when I was in the Kali Dandaki. You know, because I read this verse talking about the Lord Atmavan Seva. That the Lord likes what you like. So I'm going, all right, who here likes pizza? Who likes ice cream? This place is freezing. Anyone wants to come? You know, you're looking at like, I hope no the tourists are watching me. What is that man dressed in saffron talking to all these rocks, you know? No, nothing like that. But, you know, this place is freezing. You know, and any one of you would like to have nice warm baths, pizza, ice cream, come on, you know? And also, you know, out of nowhere, turn here, you're Shringadev Shila, Uber Shringadev, you know, it's Vamana Dave, out of nowhere. You go inside the banks, it's amazing, the banks, because the river cuts through, and you can find, like, hello, how are you? Come on, take me back, you know, like that. So it becomes so personal. Actually, this whole trip to Kali Gandaki, I was climbing up the mountain. It's amazing, because we're just all talking about deity worship here. And we're climbing up the mountain, and you know, if you ever get caught in a rock avalanche, kind of like, you can't go forward, you can't go backward, and you're grabbing onto one twig, and it's like breaks on, oh, I can't go forward and back. And then for some reason, because, you know, I just came from Mayapur, Janivas came to me, just like a consciousness. What's a nice pujari like you doing in a place like this, you know? I wasn't calling out to Narasimhadev. And he's a great devotee, Lord Narasimhadev. So then, namaste, Narasimhaya. And then all of a sudden, it was like, somewhere I was able to get out. And then I got caught in another lamps, and I forgot to call Narasimhadev again. I was like, how stupid, you know? Like, the Lord's like thinking, man, what a slow, Kali Yuga is slow. Anyways, so then, Dadami Buddhiyo Gantam, Namaste, Nala Shringhaya. And I was caught on a ledge. And then, one mountain guide came walking right past me. You know, he's walked right past me down. Hey, what do you think I'm doing here? Having a picnic? You know, because the Nepalese mountain guys are expert. They can they have four legs. He's invisible too. You know? And he came, picked up my backpack, and went down. You know, oh, all right. So then I was thinking, I'm not going to forget about Lord Nrsimhadev. You know, I'm not going to make a mistake again. So then I became in turn the Chaitanya Charitamrita Sakshi Gopal. You know, bearing witness, and the Brahmins walking along, and Sakshi Gopal. Choom, 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 background, choom, choom, choom. So I was thinking, yeah, you know, well, if I'm going to think of Lord Nrsimhadev, you know, let me just meditate the Lord's right behind me. Why not? You know, it's so dusty in that temple sometimes. You know, come out, because they're calling on Naki, you know. I was thinking like that. So then, you know, I'm thinking, is this, you know, are you going beyond your realization or what? So I was thinking, you know, of course I wasn't looking back. I didn't hear any, you know. But amazingly enough, even with that meditation, I went, is Muktinath. And it's a Buddhist, it's a Narayan temple there, and many Buddhist monks. And so one Buddhist started motioning me to one corner of the whole compound, and there was a dark room. And then I looked in. I got to understand the whole thing. I got caught on the hill. Finally got together to call him Nrsimhadev, and I could feel like, hey, you know, I feel protected, you know. So anyways. And when we build it, I go, oh, what's this deity? And he goes, we, now this is Buddhist. Figure that these are Buddhists.
We worship this deity as, have you heard, Narsingha.
What? And he puts some light on there, and he's got like, you know, big teeth, you know, and he kind of has like you see in Thailand, like there's skulls around him. And they worship this Lord Nrsimhadev. And what I was amazed. Here I went through a near-death situation, and I was meditating the Lord, you know, some way. And then, lo and behold, I come in contact with a secret deity of Lord Nrsimhadev way up in the mountains in a bunch of with a Buddhist area. You know, I was going, now this Krishna consciousness program, this is exciting. You know, where do I sign up? You know, so in this way, we see that Sanan Kosai had a pure heart, even though the externals. Of proper worship, the different mantras weren't there, but the Lord was attracted to him. And in this way, we find it that the Lord becomes attracted. Karma Bai is another example. And Puti, little old lady, and she, what she would do is cook her khichdi. Get up. How many cooks in the room here? Or they're all cooking right now? Huh? But she would get up and start cooking khichdi for Jagannath. She's beautiful. And Jagannath would come timely, come right to her place. And one sannyasi, another sannyasi sometimes, you know, that, what are you doing? You should clean yourself, clean your house, and do all your mantras, and then you cook for the Lord. So then, you know, old lady, you know, okay, change the schedule. And then she would be cleaning and cooking, and Jagannath would come, you know, and, you know, old lady cleaning here, cleaning there, you know. I want my khichdi, come on, you know, like, you know, because they're about to ring the bell in the Jagannath temple, so, you know, so many offerings that are there. So then the Lord's, you know, what's going on? And all of a sudden, he began to eat, and then they called him in the Jagannath temple. So, you know, they have all the pajaris there, and of course, what, 54 different preps that are there, you know. So he had to run. So they saw Jagannath, the Jagannath standing there. And he's got khichdi on his mouth and hands. And they're going, what pujari will not clean the Lord's hands and face after their offering? So then what happened was, they're going, well, you want to tell, you know, that sannyasi to go back to Karma Bai's house and tell her, go back to old routine, you know. The Lord he wants our devotion. He wants our love. So the rules and regulations are there to as precursors to purify the heart, but the Lord wants that loving relationship, those loving exchanges, not that we become attached to the externals. So it's very, very important as we perform our service to the deity or any service, not be attached to external situations. Subari, she's another example, great devotee of Lord Ramachandra, and she was a low caste woman. So she, in those days, very, very strict between the mixings between men and women. And so what happened was Matan Rishi had actually initiated her because she had a wonderful bhav for Lord Ramachandra. And all the sages are in the forest
doing great penances. Oh, Lord Ramachandra is going to come our way. I'm sitting properly, you know. So here's Lord Ramachandra. Jai Ho, Ram, Ram, Ram. And Ram's just walking right past them. He's going to Sabari's. He's going to an untouchable. He's going to a low caste woman's ashram. And he comes there, and she has some. Oh, my Lord Jagannath's here. Lord Ram, he's here, he's here. Oh, how wonderful. What am I going to get him? Some nice berry, some nice fruit. Now, her whole bob was, I got to give the Lord the best. So she tasted it. This is great. And she gave it directly to Lord Ramachandra. Ho ho! Now, we don't want to start the standard in our temples. Imagine our pajaras, you know, future Adelaide, Melbourne, you know. You have to taste it first, and, you know, then you give it to the Lord, you know. Of course, maybe there's someone on the platform, but we have certain rules we follow. But this is exemplified. Now, Lord Ramachandra relished the remnants of his devotee. He relished this because, you know, he's been worshipped as Ashvarya and on reverence. The Lord likes to put his seeker down, you know. We have that, you know, something like Aravaka, you know, when you, after a hard day of work, you know, and you like to just come back to the ashram, you know. And, and who does most cooking in the family? I don't want to get diplomatic here, but anyways. Someone gives someone else some nice prasad, you feel relaxed, you know, and turn on the video of Prabhupada, right? Prabhupada, oh, really nice. Hard day at work. You like to let your sika down. I saw some videos last time. No, I'm just joking. No, when I was there. No. But so this way, you like. So Krishna likes to relax every so often, and in this way, he becomes purchased by his devotee. So we can really relish the placing our love in the center to give Krishna the topmost pleasure of being enjoyed, not to try and enjoy Krishna separately, being enjoyed by him. And those who are pujaris know that Krishna manifests different mystical experiences, like the outfits get too small in time, you know. I mean, you're washing them, you know, we wash them by mantra or sometimes like that. I remember one Mataji I gave these little Goni Thai, you know, outfit. You know, I gave a Goni Thai outfit. You know, she's in New Zealand. I think it was Goloka, everybody, Bhakti and Kerry, Goloka, from New Zealand. Anyways, I have been. Who? Oh? Goloka Prem, yes. So I come out to the, you know, outside behind the preaching center, and I see this like on the line, these little chatter, these little dhotis drying in the wind, you know, water dripping out. What happened? Did it rain today? You know, so like that. So I love the early days. Actually, just before I forget, because we're talking about deity worship here, I gave these Goni Thais, and I go, I'm just joking. Hey, you know, we're going hiking today. Why don't you bring Goni Thai? You know. Hey, good idea, Maharaj, you know. She's going to actually do it. Take Goni Thai off the altar, you know. So she's in the backpack. So I'm kind of joking with her, you know. No, this place is really hot in here. Where'd you get rid of this hot in here? You know, like that. Here, this is my form of preaching to person with news about deity worship. This place is really stuffy, you know. God, I wonder if she brought us anything to eat, you know. Like, and she's like just completely losing it on the path, you know, just cracking up. So deity worship is most personal. Ultimately, Krishna. Krishna likes. Krishna likes to have fun, you know, and so we want to actually always, you know, be light, because ultimately, from following the process of Vaidhi, if it isn't in a mood of giving pleasure to the Lord, then we become caught up in various external situations, and the rules and regulations are simply there to be to bring us to the point of pranipat. Taking shelter of the Lord, taking shelter of the bona fide spiritual master, which is the mercy manifestation of the Supreme Lord. Every day we sing Sakshadaritena Samasta Shastre Ukta Sata Bhavyate Vasami Kintu Pravoya Priyavatasya Vande Guru Shri Charanarvindam. The spiritual master is actually that Sakshat. He is a manifestation of the Supreme, outward manifestation. So when we worship the Guru, one may ask, because there's so many different societies, what does ISKCON teach?
what is Srila Prabhupada teaching us, which is separate from the other other societies? Because there's so many different groups, there's so many branches of the Gaudiya tree. And can anyone say what Prabhupada teaches which is different than the rest? What has Prabhupada really given us? Can anyone say? Any guess? Huh? Yes? True?
What did you say?
Personal relationships.
Direct access to
Krishna. Huh? Yes? Direct access? These are all right? Yes? Anything else? Association devotees? Yes? They're all right. Anyone else? One more, because of our time. Love of God? Yes? But Srila Prabhupada, which brings us into all these arenas, he taught us obedience to the pure devotee. Because ultimately, this verse is speaking about obedience to the Supreme. There's mantras, there's ways to invoke the presence of the Lord. There's ways to meditate in the super soul, how the Lord will come. It requires obedience, but this cannot be given to us unless we come in contact with a pure devotee. It was in 1974. One Pujari Mataji approached Srila Prabhupada in L.A. Temple. Prabhupada, I dressed for Rukmini Dwarkadish in this way this morning. And Prabhupada said, no, you did not dress the deity. The deity dressed themselves. Now think about that one. And every Pujari can experience this. You got the paraphernalia, and you've got all the jewelry. You don't know how it's going to come out. And that's what's amazing. It's just like, for example, our work as a sannyasi, you're supposed to communicate. You don't know what's going to come out, you know. You bring out some funny tangents from your past babyhood, too. It's just like, you know, like things you never forgot about. Or you're answering questions that people never aren't asking. You're actually, you know, there's a Krishna Shakti Vinayana Taravartana. There's an empowerment there because it's all different forms of deity worship. So think about that as Vajari. Krishna's doing everything. He is actually dressing himself. Now, when you study this situation, how the books are going out automatically, Prabhupada said, you know, that ultimately, like one time, Atmatattva, he was on a traveling party in Mayapur with a few other devotees. They had a whole bullock of books. And they're distributing the books, and Prabhupada, don't worry, take the book out. The books will jump out of the cart. Wow! Because the books are deities, you know. They have a mind of their own. So this is the dynamics of Krishna consciousness, which is ever fresh when we understand the obedience to Prabhupada, the obedience to our spiritual master in relationship to Parampara, to Srila Prabhupada. So you experience what's called a miracle of Parampara. So then when we study these golden nuggets, then we can understand Krishna's incarnations in total. How he likes to interact with his devotee. He likes to test his devotees. We see in Lord Narsingadeva, he was testing Vibhishan, who was actually the brother of Lord Ramachandra. Brother of Ravan, forgive me. I'm still in jet lag, okay? Still like, anyways. So he's the brother. So first, the whole Leela happened is where he cut off the hands, the arms of Ravana. And Ramachandra wanted to check out Vibhishan. Are you actually a devotee? Are you actually with us? And then, he then cut off the heads, the 10 heads of Ravana. And they're all coming back like this. And so he was testing Vibhishan right there. And then Vibhishan gave him, my lord, you must hit him in the chest. Some say the belly button, or some the chest. But anyways, the point is, Vibhishan gave advice of how Ravana could be killed. Of course, Ramachandra, you know, that he was just testing. He was checking him out. Or Prahlad Maharaj, when Nrisingadeva came, and having gone through so many tests and trials, then Nrisingadeva put his father on his lap. You know, and I mean, normally, you know, if you saw your dad put in the lap of a lion, hey, dad, don't. If you had some control, hey, lion, back off, please, my dad. You know, okay, he's got bad breath, but just give him a break, you know. The flood march, you know. Rake Krishna Marike, Mari Krishna Rakeke, you know. Hey, Hari Bol, you know. Krishna wants to save you, you know. No one can harm you, like it happened to me. And if Krishna wants to harm you, what can you do? Hari Bol, die, Dad. You're getting so much mercy right there. And the fourth chapter, Prahlad Maharaj says, I gave up two things. This is how I saw miracles in my life. I gave up two realities, rag and dvesh, desire and hate. He can combine that in one aspect. And then I always remembered my spiritual master, Narada Muni. So remembering the spiritual master, giving up desire and hate will help you understand the principal instructions that of how to get Krishna's mercy. When we're being tested, to see the bigger, not to focus on the grains of sand, but the overall panorama of the beach and the sun. See Krishna's plan for you. So Krishna likes to interact with his devotees. And for example, in the gopis, when the gopis went to the forest, Krishna tested them also. He likes to check you out. This is why the pujaris, you know, when you're putting on the accoutrements, it's falling off, and the dress falling off, the clock's going. I was dressed as these in Adelaide, and we're a half hour late, but I said, I'm going to get it done right, you know. Everyone's sitting there, they're chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, you know. I was like, you know, the half hour, because like, I just wanted to get Radhe Shyam, you know, nicely. So in this way, Krishna said, go back to your husbands. But no, we've come this far. You are a husband. We're not going back. So he's testing us at every single moment. Do you want to see the Radharani? Do you want to see her as Durga? Do you want to see her as Lakshmi? Do you want to see her as the original Supreme Personality? So in this way, we're always being tested. And when we develop that mood of seeing Krishna Sarvakata, he's all-pervading, then we'll come to the platform of seeing each other in relationship to Krishna. You see, we are all Prakriti. We're all expansions of the Supreme to different degrees. But qualitatively, there's a oneness with the Supreme, but quantitatively, like the drop of water, very small, and we're jivas. But your point is, Prabhupada himself said, you never know who's sitting next to you. It could be Narada Muni. So the devotees who are in this temple, how your birth, your weaknesses, your strengths, somehow or another, you're here together. It's a perfect design. And what happens in the dynamic design, when the devotee serves the Lord serves the devotee, it is a special competition. We see Prabhupada's example. He always glorified Krishna. And then Krishna made all arrangements to glorify Prabhupada. Now the point being is that even you, as you devote yourself to your service, Krishna will want to glorify you. And he may use different aspects, different energies. So again, the devotees around you, one should actually be very perceptive to see that, who knows, it could be Krishna in a form. Now when you go to the Braj, and the Shastra says, 3 to 5 children are playing, young children, between the ages of 5 and 11, one can be Radha and one can be Krishna. Do the mathematics there. That's when you go there, you should give some gifts, because you never know. I always give like little bracelets and things like that, because you never know who's going to get the gift. Who's going to, hey, where'd you get that gift? You know, hey. In other words, a high realization is this. Krishna, I'm saying jokingly, because when you appreciate Krishna's personal feature and how he likes Ras, do you have what it takes to come before me in a form? Somehow or another, not that I have to recognize you, but to come before me so I can render some service. You see, this is a secret here. We're all basing our energies, our mantras, our patrams, our pushmas, all in seva, all in service. That's a very high realization, but what's higher than that is that when we see, when we have the vision, actually Krishna and his different energies are there. They're right before us. They're right there. Do we have the vision to see that they are there? And this is the purpose of the deity form, the Archivigraha, to awaken and understand that I am there. I'm not only there as super soul, but I can manifest in different ways, different mediums. So we have to be very cautious who we're dealing with, because if we do offend each other, if we don't, you never know who you're dealing with. Sa Mahatma Sadurlabha. So in other words, Prabhupada gave the example of the Mayavadi. One devotee, helped Prabhupada, I think it was Mayapur, walk over a puddle, and then Prabhupada pushed the devotee away. And he goes, this is just what the impersonalists do. That they take advantage of the spiritual master and take advantage of the Supreme Lord. And once they develop the Brahman, or Brahmananda realization, they push away all these authorities. So the same principle is that we want to act in a capacity to try and Krishna is there. He's watching. He's maneuvering. He's making all arrangements. So then, when you have that consciousness, as you distribute books, as you manage, attentively seeing everything as a deity's property, then you're honest. You're a happy camper because you are a proper, as Srila Prabhupada described, you are like a peon in the bank. You're a proper teller. Everything below, every cent. All my life energies, and the devotees who are under me, all their life energies, they're owned by the Lord. And Krishna will enter into these different arenas to check his devotees out. So every day you see the deities are smiling so wonderfully. The question is, what kind of smile is it? If you're not surrendering, if you're some of the brahmacharinis, you know, hoarding the maha paneer. You know, I remember when I was in the kitchen, this is Melbourne right here, the pujaris locked the door because they were doing the change in the offering. And then I won't mention too, but I think he's one of our security personnel here. But anyways, there was all this bang, this pizza. Bang, bang, bang. Bang, bang, bang.
Hey, open up the door now. Oh, come on.
You know, like the drill's getting... You see how devotees are so attached to Krishna, the form of prasad, you know. And you never know who could have been, who knows who it is, you know, banging on the door there. So the point being is that we want to be so attentive to see Krishna's presence in our life, focus in a life of pranipat, to see Krishna could be. And there's a one nice story of it was a monastery which wasn't expanding at all. And they're having so much difficulty, you know, always fighting like that. So no new members were coming. So they went to one messiah that was there. What can we do to actually change the situation, to make devotees like this? And then he said, well, you treat each one of you around you as the next messiah. So then that mood of humility, and then all of a sudden, life came to the monastery and people would come because you treated each other. Because the point being is that you're each being checked out. Krishna will not accept duffers in the spiritual world. You have to develop that mood of becoming a servant of a servant of a servant. And each person who you're sleeping next to in the brahmachari, brahmachari ashram, even though they're snoring, is a perfect design. I'm checking you out. And Prabhupada, in the 10th canto, the Krishna book, he describes that your advancement is based on how much you can tolerate. The design is perfect. So Prabhupada gave an example, the kitchen, you're making noise. The common focus is rendering some service to the Supreme Lord. And if we have that vision in our small service, whether you're a pujari, a manager, what have you, you're seeing Krishna in every situation. You will be protected in every situation. And you will also be a happy camper in Krishna consciousness. And by your example, you'll also make others happy campers. So we're seeing how everyone's making a step up in their relationship and services. And also, may you know that Ayur Purush, he's going to be leaving the community to take on a big service in Adelaide as the temple president, temple advisor, temple nourisher, and in various ways. So the devotees offer their blessings to, because a Melbourne, part of the Melbourne camp is going out to extend the service. And the brightness of this temple will ever increase. You never know what can happen. It becomes so exciting. It's so wonderful. So anyways, Krishna consciousness is ever fresh. It's exciting. And make it fresh. Make it exciting. And ultimately, if it's your desire, as probably an example, the butterfly can, you know, the caterpillar comes to the butterfly. Think big. Shoot for the rhino.
Work together, work as a family. And that the deity, when the deity will be smiling with you, you'll be smiling with the deity at the surrender. And if you're hanging on to material things, the deity smiles at you. When are you going to get it together? Krishna's always smiling, you know. So stay in good association, develop the good habits. Good habits are more difficult to break than the bad habits. And that smile will capture your heart. And someday, because if you have that pure motivation, the Lord can manifest in a wonderful way to you. Can even speak with one, come to you in dreams. And then, at the fag of life, when the body breaks down, then, Riti Sarvaharas Chaham, then you will unite with your Lord, and you'll follow your Guru, because your Guru, if your Guru is physically not on this plane, physically, he's there waiting on the spiritual plane. Come. You have some final things to work out. So come be with me, come serve. So it becomes glorious. So take great advantage of this opportunity and become happy campers. And anyways, it's only one happy camper in the temple, the whole place will change. Of course, you're all happy campers, I'm just saying. The principle being, it's a contagious. Winter time's through, and so the flu is contagious, so we want to catch the bhakti bug. It's very good. So I'll stop here. Does anybody have any questions or comments? Okay. Thank you very much. Granthiraj Shriya Bhavatam Ki Jai, Prabhu Shriya Prabhupada Ki, Jagoda Premanandi, Hari Hari Bhavatam.